There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
We're out here switching partners. It's a love triangle island, geometry island. Copyright Johnny. He made sure that they're going to copyright geometry island, even though that doesn't quite make sense to me. I'm like, no. I know I'm not a math gal, but I don't know quite how this is geometry island.
So
is it
bad
just
at
the
geometry.
Triangles?
Maybe the curriculum was not right for me, but geometry was really difficult for me.
Yeah, that was not an easy year for me.
It was not easy for me either.
God bless my teacher. He had to really, really put the work in with my lesson plans because I could not process. Hence, now that I'm thinking about the Johnny sang Geometry Island, I was like, oh, shapes, love triangles. He's right.
How about just Triangle Island?
Triangle Island just makes way more sense to me. We're talking the love triangles, the little bikini triangles.
Although,
you know what I mean?
You know, Jessenia did get into a different shape. So when she's like, you're connected. I'm she's connected to Andrew, but I'm now connected to Andrew. So it's like this whole, I was like, what?
A love square, perhaps.
Wait, I'm sorry. I know that's like in the end of this, the second episode
yeah,
of this
go
week.
Ahead. Go for it.
Are we going to like, I'm sure we'll see more next week, but what was that?
Okay, so when the whole thing went down.
By the way, what I'm talking about is Brittany had her thing, is having her thing with Tyler, and then Jessenia like pulled Tyler aside and said like, I'm going to give you some advice or something like that.
Which I was watching it and like, you know, just as a viewer, I was just consuming at the moment. I wasn't thinking about like any production or whatever. And the way that Jessenia, it looked like she walked up and grabbed Tyler. I was like, excusez-moi? Like, I would have been quite displeased because I'd be like, well, now you're with Andrew. I was with Andrew. Now you're trying to talk to Tyler? Like, right. What's going on right now?
For sure.
Jessenia actually went on Twitter.
Oh, did she?
Made a statement, which we love a statement. Jessenia said, so obviously there was something because... she had a couple tweets. First one was, not them leaving out the majority of the conversation, so you guys know what me and Tyler talked about. I guess we'll have to wait till next week, but who knows at this point. Nothing but friendly vibes here. That's just Bachelor in Paradise for you. And then she posted another tweet, and she goes, sadly, no, so everyone just gets to hate me for no reason for a week, laughing my fucking ass off. So there was a purpose of why she pulled him aside, and it's friendly vibes only.
Okay.
So, okay, like you said, it sounded like it was like, oh, there's maybe advice, or maybe it was a little bit like, hey, I don't know if Andrew and Britt are still talking, you know, or like what their dynamic is, but, you know, this is kind of where, I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
But they definitely tried to make it seem like she was going to try to pull Tyler for like potential date
right,
interest.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Which even that in of itself, I was like, I assumed the producer sent her over to do it at that exact time,
right.
Obviously.
Right.
Because it was so out of nowhere.
Yeah. It was just strange. Like, it was strange. Even if it was friend vibes, it was still, like, not, like, necessarily faulting her for it, but it was just a little, it was weird.
My assumption, Jessenia, give us a little wink if it's true.
Yeah.
My assumption is that producers were like, you should go let Tyler know that, like, you know, he's got nothing to worry about.
You should let him know what's going and been happening on the beach and who's like paired with who.
Right, like, right. He's new. He's nice. Like, you know, maybe you guys are both the part of the new people here. You should go talk to him right now. Go do it right now. Go do it right now.
Yeah.
You know that that's probably what it was.
Yes.
Because the way that they were even interacting, it didn't seem... She was like, what was your name again?
Right.
And she called him by the wrong name. I'm like,
she said Alex.
She's just giving him the rundown about the beach, but it's going to make us think that she's got you know,
yeah,
some potential vibe in mind.
Yeah.
Which I will say too, speaking of Justenia, like, don't know necessarily where her and Andrew are at because they've shown us none of them. Like, yeah, they said that they were talking and Andrew was like, yeah, we've been getting to know each other. But I'm like, is this like, because they had that makeout scene.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that.
So I'm like, are they still like making out and like chilling, or is it like,
she said they're connected. So.
Yeah. We just haven't seen it.
Well, all right.
There's a few couples that I'm like, we just haven't seen. I'm like, I don't understand what's happening right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I will say, like, I know that usually previews, they try to make the next week look like particularly crazy. But the one for next week, I was like, oh my God, I cannot. Okay, first of all, can't wait to see what happens with Victoria and Johnny and Alex. Obviously waiting for that. Kate, her dipping on Logan. Like, there are so, of course, Aaron and Genevieve's whole blow up.
You're gaslighting me.
Justin returning.
Justin's so exciting. I know, so happy.
But like, oh, and then, yeah.
And Justin, then Eliza and Rodney and Justin.
Like, there is so much stuff happening next week according to the previews.
Jacob and Shanae. And then her with the twins. Hayden is back.
And Kate says, yep, I'm going on a date. I know, didn't you say, you're like, he's not coming. He's here.
No, I was saying I had seen him in the preview. I was saying it was weird because he wasn't at the men tell all.
Right.
So that led me to believe that it probably does not go well in Paradise.
Right. Oh, that's right, because Mental was filmed after Paradise. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Okay, let's talk about, so, I mean, episode one was, I felt like, different from episode two, because episode two was kind of just literally focused on people's conversations when they get back to the beach and are like, reunited or breaking.
Yes. Where are you all at? Are we together? Are you with someone else? Like Jesse Palmer says, the beach you're returning to is a very different
beach. He needs to stop. He was overacting and trying so hard. Beach. I'm like, look, Jesse, your guys' whole Casa Amor thing kind of was a flop, except there definitely is some drama with everyone coming back. But most of it, aside from Shanae's little blow up, has been pretty anticlimactic.
This is what I think. It definitely did not go the way that they thought it was going to go. But that's why, and we can get into Lace in a second here, I've convinced myself the reason why they let Lace go visit Rodney was so that, the only reason was so that I think that Jesse Palmer could go back to the women and be like, Lace went there,
saw that he has
a full new relationship. And let me just say, the island, it's different now. The beach is different. To then see certain women think, oh, maybe my relationship isn't as secure as I thought it was, so I'm going to start exploring new options. Yeah. I think that was their ultimate goal in letting
I think you're right.
And it did seem to work a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, they got in their heads
Victoria,
a bit.
Victoria. Yeah. And then the women were in their heads. But really, I think, it was only Victoria who...
Genevieve was obviously like... Genevieve has been tripping the whole time.
Uh-huh. But
she wasn't exploring anything different.
I think they were trying to push the women to explore more because I'll be honest. My petty ass, if all of a sudden JP came up and was like, oh, Lace isn't coming back because Rodney's fully in a relationship now. If I was like in a relationship down there, I'd be like, well, I don't want to be the one who he's off exploring and I'm not. Open. So I'm keeping my options open. That would push me to probably do it.
It is cracking me up that no one cares at all about Australian guy, because he's such a hottie, but he also seems so fun. He's just sitting with the girls having cocktails. Just like, they literally, the girls decided to keep him around when they sent the other guys home. They're like, he's fun. Literally, that's why they're like,
oh yeah. No, they're like,
there was nothing with Olu or Rick, but you know, the Australian guy's fun.
They're like, Serene and the Aussie are like besties. And they just, he's putting mayo and mustard on his eggs, and he's just partying and it's just a good time.
Yeah. So literally, that's why they kept him around. I thought that was kind of crazy that they, I felt so bad for Rick and Olu.
Dude.
You could see on their faces, they're like, okay.
I guess Rick was posting online was just like, well, I never saw the beach, and then made some comment. Like, someone was like, we hope to see you next year, and he responded like, back. Nope. No, he's like, I'm never going back.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, you know, Rick was a top player in Michelle's season. You know Rick was, like, convinced he was going to be a big player on the beach. Yeah. And they just really did him dirty.
Yeah, that wasn't the case, yeah.
Damn. Damn,
they were both just like, all right.
There was one scene I was watching the episode with Evan, and I was thinking about you because there's a scene where, and I know I'm jumping ahead, but where Victoria is getting head scratchies from Alex.
Oh, yeah.
And you see Rick sitting on the couch staring into space, not talking to anyone. You see Olu sitting at the table staring into space, not talking to anybody. And Evan looked at me and he goes, oh my God. I keep forgetting that, like, there's no books, no phones, nothing. So if you're not having a conversation with someone, you're literally staring into space alone. And I'm like, oh my God, it's horrible.
Yeah. Except, like, again, I'll go back to my rant. You have freaking playing cards. Like, you know, there's, like,
makeup games.
Yes. I guess
how much, but can you do that 24/7? Like, by the end of the night when no one wants to join you? So
we had books.
Remember,
we had books and magazines.
Oh,
they
would did?
Just, they
okay.
would just cover them. They had to cover
but
the
But I'm
label.
Like, Rick tried to start some games and, like, nobody was having it. So maybe at that point you're just, like, defeated and you're just, like, staring into the abyss. So brutal.
I'm like, aren't you? Yeah. Okay. But anyway, yeah, Lace with Rodney. I mean, that actually didn't go as crazy as we thought it would. It was really cute how all the guys went up to her and said nice things
that
after
was very nice.
Their breakup.
And it was obviously rough, but my goodness, Lace, I felt like she
handled it well.
Handled it like a champ.
I know, I agree.
She handled it like a
champ. Could have gotten a little nuts.
Especially after Wells' rude story from the episode before where he's like, well, you know how Lace can be. She's going to tear up this beach and da-da-da-da-da.
I know. Wells is like weirdly, keeps being like weirdly shady to her. I'm like, let her live, like grow, live yeah, and grow.
Like, let her be.
I don't really like Wells. He always says like little like offhand things about certain people and like, shut up.
I was always a Wells fan. You know, I was always highly entertained. But this season has, it's taken a turn where I'm like, again, We're a little
too big for your britches over here.
Yeah, we're a little out of pocket too often. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
It's just like let's I don't know. It just seems like such a fun position on the beach to be the bartender.
Yeah.
Would be such a great time. And I feel like he's just been really focusing on stirring up some drama instead of being like the listening ear,
making little offhand comments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I also wanted to talk about this. Okay. Also, oh my goodness, Brandon, like, crying about it. That's the scene. He's just like, I can't see. And did you notice also Serene said in the second episode, she's like, I don't want to see, like, more of my friends, like, are people getting hurt? I'm like, oh my gosh, they're both really that affected by people around them getting heartbroken.
I'm like, are Brandon and Serene just, like, literally two angels from heaven? Like, they're so, they, like, trust each other so deeply, no questions. But then they're so concerned about, like, all their friends being in pain.
Serene was tripping a little bit. She was kind of tripping in second episode where she was just like, I don't like, she seemed to kind of doubt for a minute.
Yeah. And then it was definitely more focused though, I feel like, on like the stress of everything around her. Cause she then made several comments where she's like, no, I know we're good. And then Brandon seemed to have the same feeling
attitude.
Where he, oh, when Brandon was, the tears were flowing and he was like, I don't want to fall in love here. I felt that in my, like, in my gut. Like, I'm like, yeah, I can recognize that. I wouldn't want to fall in love there either.
Yeah.
Just the stress of it.
Yeah.
But my guy, you can't choose when you, where you fall in love and when you fall in love. But you did. And you are in love. I mean, they're going to have, they're going to be together for the rest of their
lives.
And
we'll just skip ahead. They say, they run into each other's arms and say, they end up saying, I love you. Yeah, they're so cute.
I was a little worried at the top of this first, the first episode on Monday when Brandon was starting to
trip.
I was concerned for him that they were going to, the production was like, this is a hole and we're going to now torture you and try to do something.
Yeah.
But they stayed strong.
Yeah.
They really did.
They did.
They really did.
Okay. Speaking of falling in love. Okay. I have to just say, I'll probably never say the words again. I want a little justice for Genevieve here because Remember when Michael went, he didn't go after her, but remember when Michael responded to her on Twitter and was like, you don't, basically, like, she was complaining about the beach. He's like, don't complain about the beach. This first episode this week, I was like, okay, Michael, he's laying on the bench with Danielle, who was the only woman who got to stay with him.
They got fully
chilling together.
They got fully set up.
Even Brandon and Serene didn't get that. And he's looking out and he's like, paradise is 6 out of 5 stars. You know, 5 out of 5, 6 out of 5 stars. I'm like, Michael. Like, and I think he eventually like retracted it or whatever. It's not that big of a deal. But I'm like, Michael, I don't think it's really your position to be telling other people how great paradise was.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it was
Honey, paradise was crafted for you by producers.
Yeah, this show was made for you. And you know, you got, and I'm so happy for you that you had a lovely experience. Yeah. But let's not discount the fact.
You had a pretty unique experience.
Some people had intentionally torturous experiences. Like, literally, producers were after their asses.
Look, everyone has a place in the game, right? His place in this game was to have a happy ending. Mm-hmm. They producers decided that, I believe in my heart.
Of course.
From way before he stepped in the sand.
Of course.
His story was to have a happy ending.
Yes.
And then someone like Genevieve, they knew her story was going to have as many ups and downs as they could possibly throw into it.
A Genevieve? A Jill, perhaps?
Oh.
Like, that was...
Their place on the beach is
to torture Jill.
Yes.
Like, every move producers made was like, was to how do you think Jill's going to feel about chaos. This? Yes. 1,000%. 1,000%.
Right. Exactly.
And you know what? God bless. I felt I felt like truly, specifically Genevieve, as much as she was living hell, we saw later in the episode, did try to have as much fun as she could. You know, she's getting drunk. She's becoming best friends with her mortal enemy. And, you know, they're having a grand old time. So she's trying to make something of it.
The two of them, I can't.
I was crying laughing. Like, I was uncontrollably laughing when they were getting trashed and doing their, like, ITMs with each other.
Oh, my God.
But what took me over the edge was when you hear yelling. And it's Genevieve yelling at Shanae about, like, you don't know. He might still be into you. Like, get your shit together. Like, you're worth something. And they're, like, fighting about, you know, her, like, coming to her defense. And then she's just like, I'm going to go talk to him myself if you won't, Shanae. I'm like, in what world did we ever think that Genevieve was going to go try to intervene with for Shanae?
If you caught it, it was like the next day when Genevieve goes, oh, I love you, or something like that, and she goes, yeah, I like you too.
Yeah,
that's what Shanae said back to Genevieve after Genevieve said I love you. Shanae said, yeah, I like you too. Killed me.
She's just playing.
Killed
and even
me.
Later, I know I'm jumping all over, but that's and how that's, these yeah, two yeah, episodes no, we had, were yeah. Okay. When Shanae goes back to the beach and is freaking out about Kate, when Genevieve is sitting on the daybed with Shanae, we hear Kate make a comment. She's like, yeah, Genevieve gave me a little wave. Like, so Genevieve's kind of in between. Genevieve's trying to support her new friend, Shanae, and Shanae's going off. And you can tell Genevieve is like, it's a little far, okay? Now it's gone too far with the, you know, the amount of bitch term and then these terms being thrown around. So I'm here to support you, but also you gotta stop.
Get a little uncomfortable. I know.
Oh my God. That was making me laugh so hard.
Oh my goodness. They are hilarious. Oh my God. Also, the conversation when Victoria and Shanae are talking about how loyal Logan is. I just can't picture him with anyone else. You know, it just doesn't make sense. Yikes.
So many moments like that throughout this episode where it was just like a chef's kiss.
I know.
Chef's kiss.
Okay. Right after that scene, by the way, that's when Logan, and then we got to take a sponsor break in a minute. Logan pulled aside. What's the one girl's name? I'm sorry.
Sarah.
Sarah. Okay, I'm just going to say this. Logan, to me, has no idea how to, like, end things with women.
No, definitely not.
We saw it with Haley. We saw it with Sarah. And we see it with Shanae. He is not good at this.
No.
Sarah, he says, can I hold your hand?
Shanae, can I give you a hug?
It's like, can I give you a hug ones? I feel like more standard. Can I hold your hand as I tell you I'm not that into you?
Sarah's face. She was just like, okay. Sarah was killing me too. Sarah was making me laugh so hard when Shanae walks onto the beach and she's just like, well, this is called karma. She's like, Shanae tormented us and now she's going to torment Logan and I get to watch.
Yep.
Before we dive into this quick ad, I have to tell you the Logan, Sarah, Kate, Jacob, Shanae geometry equation was to me, it sparked so much entertainment for me. It's not like a Brandon Serene situation where like I'd be like, no, or I'm feeling a little stressed thinking about Justin, Eliza, and Rodney. It makes me feel a little stressed because I know I'm going to feel sad. This is the drama I want to see.
Oh my God.
Even though I do feel for Sarah in the situation. Okay.
Quick word from our sponsors.
Yeah, quick word from our sponsors before we dive into this absolute disaster. Broads, here's the thing. I am not too good to admit that I sometimes, a lot of times, okay, I need a little help in the kitchen. We all know this about me. But I love home-cooked meals. I really do. The problem is cooking can be hard, okay? It can be super expensive. It can take forever. And I never really know what to cook. That's why I let Green Chef help me out. And let me just say, best decision ever.
Well, also, I can't stand when I like going through recipe books and I'll find something. And then I have to like go to the store and I have to get all the different random ingredients. You know, I'm like, well, I don't have tarragon. So I guess I'll buy a new jar of tarragon. And then that'll sit in my cabinet for years and after. Like all that kind of. Yeah, and it takes time. And then you end up with food waste. But okay. With Green Chef, you get restaurant quality meals and you don't have to leave your house. They have 30 recipes each week to choose from. And if you or someone in your house has specific dietary preferences, they've got everything from like vegan to keto. You don't have to worry about it. They've got options. Okay, so you pick what looks good to you. Then Green Chef sends you pre-portioned, partially prepared ingredients and recipe cards. You've got everything you need to make the meal. It's restaurant quality food. It's a fraction of the price. It's ready in no time. And it's right from your own kitchen. You have the pride of making it too.
Yes. And I've been using Green Chef to help out with dinners in my house for quite a while. And obviously it's been a game changer, but it gets even better because Green Chef, this makes me so happy. They just launched their 10-minute lunches. Okay. Ooh, yes.
For me. Those.
Yeah. This is huge because lunch tends to be the meal that I can convince myself is okay to be like, you know, just made up of a bunch of stuff that's just not going to fill me up. Random stuff that I find swimming at the bottom of my pantry that I just kind of put together. It doesn't fill me up. You know what I mean? But now in just 10 minutes, you can have a delicious, nutritious, low prep lunch ready to go. No more of the mystery granola bars between meetings. That is something to celebrate. Yeah.
So go to greenchef.com/chatty135 and use code chatty135. You're going to get $135 off across 5 boxes. That is a huge discount. And your first box is going to ship free. That's greenchef.com/chatty135 and use code chatty135 to get $135 off across 5 boxes. And your first box ships for free.
Oh, broads, one of my favorite things about the fall and winter is crawling into a nice warm bed with fresh sheets on it at the end of the day. Oh, my gosh. And let's just cruise right over the fact that it's, you know, it's been warm here in California. Not so much today.
Not so much today. I'm wearing a coat.
But, you know, I'm turning on that ceiling fan and using my imagination because it's fall, okay? So we're talking chilly. Anyway, I have to tell you about the best sheets I've ever used, okay? Because it's the perfect time to get yourself a new set of linens to make this the coziest fall and winter yet.
Broads, we're talking about Boll & Branch sheets. Boll & Branch are not only unbelievably soft the second you take them out of the package, they get softer and more cozy with each wash. That is pretty unusual for sheet brands. And the reason is they are focused on the quality of their sheets. They're not just focused on the thread count. It really makes a difference. They only use the best 100% organic cotton threads. And trust me, you will feel the difference right away.
I know I've said this in previous times when we're talking about Boll & Branch, but honestly, I'll never get over it because when I heard that they improve with each wash, I just was like, okay, sure, whatever. I'm sure they do. Like, I don't know if I believe it. It is true. It is blowing my mind, each wash that I have with my sheets, they just get more and more cozy. I love my Bull & Branch sheets. And you all know that we love a sustainable product here at Chatty Broads, which is all the more reason for us to love Bull & Branch. They're actually the first 100% organic fair trade certified bedding company ever. And their bedding is made using 90% less water than other companies. If you still need some convincing, go ahead and give Bull & Branch a try. Each purchase comes with a 30-night risk-free trial with free shipping and returns on all orders, so you can feel the comfort for yourself.
Try the sheets that will make fall the coziest season of the year. Get 20% off your first set of sheets and free shipping when you use promo code CHATTY at bollandbranch.com. That's Bull & Branch. The way it's spelled is B-O-L-L and branch, like a tree branch, .com. Bollandbranch.com, promo code CHATTY.
Okay, so this is what I was wanting to talk about
before we talk about Logan and Kate's date briefly.
Okay, so this is what I wanted to say about the Logan and Kate piece, okay? First of all, before that, Shanae, when JP goes to the women and says, like, hey, are there any men that, like, how are you guys feeling? Lace is not coming back. Shanae starts bawling, right? And all the women are comforting Shanae. And I'm having a moment of no shade in this. You know, I'm not saying the feelings are valid, but we're not comforting Serene, who's in a serious relationship.
Yeah.
We're not comforting Victoria or Genevieve. It's Shanae who's still trying to mac with Tyler. I'm so confused. Who's gone on 3 dates? Like, what's happening?
I think you're just comforting her because she was crying in the moment.
I know, but it's just making me laugh that I was like, oh my God, of all people in the room that everyone's like, it's okay, you're going to be okay. I'm like, it's the person who's like also trying
playing
to like,
the game.
Yeah, she's trying to, you know, meet different people.
This is the thing about Shanae, though. What we're seeing more and more, and I really felt it in the second episode, is she is a... You know, and it is usually the case with people that are mean and bullies. She is a very, like, vulnerable person who is always trying to put on this tough facade.
Yep.
She's always, all along, had the feelings for Logan and has been trying to, like, play it off and wants to be the one. You know, she's probably been in some situations where she has not been in control. So she always wants to have the upper hand in the relationship, always wants to be the one calling the shots. And, you know, she really can't handle it when she feels like she's out of control of the situation. And I really like feel for, you know, we're getting to kind of see, you know, more of what's going on with Shanae in her heart and mind.
Yes.
And I really have started to like feel for her in certain ways where I'm just like, damn, you're really like struggling here, you know, with you. Your self-worth and feeling like, yeah, you're
right.
Yeah.
And we've seen throughout it where, you know, yeah, it's the moments with James, with Tyler. It's always coming back to Logan. And it definitely seems like, yes, that's the guy she's truly interested in. But maybe wanting to protect oneself and also probably wanting to, you know,
have fun.
Meet other people, have fun.
She's getting invited on dates with hotties, getting date cards, why not?
And then be like, okay, but then let's be real. Then you have to understand when the other people on the beach want to do the same
thing. Well, yeah.
I mean, you can't just be the only one doing it.
Of course.
But then, yeah, we see the moments later with Kate where then when, you know, she's upset, then there's the explosive nature, even though...
I do not like Kate. I'm putting that out there.
I have to say, she is giving me all the drama.
All right.
But Kate came down here with a plan, it seems. That's for sure. And in her interaction with Shanae, they definitely went toe-to-toe.
Yeah, also like, and I'm sure Shanae did this, she probably, I don't know. I've kind of feel a little attached, a little endeared to Shanae now after all these weeks on the beach. And I feel a little, I also did not watch Clayton season. I know she was atrocious and wild on that season.
Yes, yes.
But I've come to feel a fondness for Shanae in her own special messy way. And so I couldn't help but feel, you know, with Kate, I'm like, you don't know her. You have not been with her the last 3 weeks. Like, you don't know her. All the other girls have become quite friendly with her. Like, you don't know.
They all like her now.
And also, her, like, making fun of her crying and stuff like that. I'm like, you don't know, she actually does like Logan. She actually does feel connection. You being like, yeah. Oh, boo-hoo. Literally, she was sitting on the bed 50 feet away going, oh, looking at a producer or something, faking the crying
there
thing.
There were definitely moments during
now,
all
Shanae
of...
Shanae was no saint.
No, definitely not.
But I was just like...
There were a lot of moments at that point in the episode that, to me, very much harkened back to the Women Tell All, which was a moment where... The things that Shanae did and said on Clayton's season were terrible.
Yeah.
They just were. I mean, there's no way to, you can't square it. You can't square it away. They were. So the Women Tell All was an opportunity to have a conversation about it. But then I remember watching and being like, wow, there are some low blows coming. And I understand, I can't technically because I wasn't in their situation, but being one of the women, then hearing what she said about them in ITMs, that you'd be pissed and justifiably so, but there were a lot of low comments and low blows coming out,
like when Genevieve said like, why are you wearing a diaper and stuff like that. It's like, oh
yeah. And then like, you know, Kate said something like, did someone lock you in a closet as a child? And you're like, whoa, dude, this is not okay. And I felt like there were some moments during later in the second episode or in the Tuesday episode where, you know, they were cheering for Kate and they're mocking Shanae. And it's like, okay, what I'm trying to keep in mind is these were women that were all very much, sure. These are people that were very much hurt by Shanae and things that she said in the process, but it doesn't then justify being like that to somebody. Like,
kind of isolating them and bullying them.
Yes.
Yeah, well, and also like...
And saying like, talking about like feeling... That like I'm having a triumph over Shanae and like I'm diabolically like happy about it. It was like, listen, I get that might be a feeling, but also like don't.
Well, and then also like then come to find out when another dude asks Kate on a date, she like hops up and is like, sure. Like she doesn't actually give a fuck about Logan, which I thought she did.
Well, yeah. I mean, there was, and we can talk about that now jumping into, okay, let's talk about Kate here.
Yeah, while we're in it.
That came out of absolute left field.
Right.
Granted, we said last week when Kate was in the ITMs that she's like basically was kind of like, well, Jacob is a good stepping stone. Sure. He's not normally my type, but I'm looking for a rose. But this came out of nowhere.
That's the thing. I thought that, yeah.
It came out of nowhere.
You're talking about in the previews when you see her?
When Kate told Logan that I like you.
Oh.
That came out of nowhere.
Oh.
So apparently that like the evening before,
right,
they had that scene where they both kind of like, or Kate initiates and says, I know this is out of left field, but like I'm interested in you.
Well, no. So that's the thing. I thought that she was. So then after all of that, I'm like, oh, she's into Logan. So I was like, you know, just talking in terms of the Shanae stuff. I'm like, well, you know, she likes him. He likes her. But then in the previews, when I see that she's just immediately like, yeah, sure, I'll go on a date with Hayden. I'm kind of like, damn, was this like a big motivator in this to spite Shanae? To secure things with Logan?
It might be.
And I'll say this. I like a woman who is out there evil and proud. And that is one thing that I respect about some of these villains, like Shanae. Shanae's never pretended to be a good person, right? I mean, she'll say it, but she, you know, it's like she's doing her thing. She's being kind of evil here and there. And no one's surprised about it, right? She's not surprised about it. What bothered me about Kate is I've watched her, and specifically with the Shanae stuff, like do this dance between like, I'm all about love and light type thing. I'm above this. Like, this is silly. I don't want to play into that kind of stuff. Like, you know, or when the girl's like, would you have a conversation with Shanae? She's like, of course. Like, of course I would love to have a respectful conversation. And then, of course, Shanae was bean. But then she turns around. She's like, I don't know, Shanae. Like, as Shanae's, have you really changed? Like, are you really? Because I don't believe it. I don't think you're really that different. I'm like, okay, don't give off this vibe. And then you will take any opportunity to prod and dig in it any way you can.
Well, that was the thing. And that's what
like,
I was saying.
I feel like you're being a little dishonest here.
And that's what kind of what I was saying before about like with the Women Tell All. It was that moment where it's like what Shanae did wasn't okay. Yeah. But then in response, it wasn't met with a healthy response.
No, saying like,
either.
Did someone lock you in a closet as a kid is like actually so fucked up.
Yeah. So for me, I was like,
and to like humiliate her, like you saw Shanae's face. She's like, no, no one. And it's like, dude, you're literally calling her out on stage where she's already being like, you know, called out for all this stuff. And then you're trying to humiliate her about like what happened to you as a child.
Right. So there was like that when seeing the two of them together, it was like, Shanae, shit she was saying was not cool and it was not okay. But then you saw the moment where it was like, okay, here's an opportunity. You know, when you're then approaching Shanae, where Shanae's like basically says, you already won. Logan's not pursuing me. I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
So it was already kind of like, listen, Kate, you won.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to you. Okay. Yeah. And Kate went in saying, I want to find common ground. And I'm like, that's not the energy.
That's not true.
And it was so quick after the Logan and her second conversation that it was immediately, you know, I just want to let you know that I don't think you've changed. I'm like, that doesn't sound like finding common ground. That sounds like you want to have a moment, which fine, but then would be straight.
That's what I'm saying. I don't like this whole, I'm above drama. I won't get down and dirty. Like that's below me type thing. Like don't give off that energy, but you're so willing to like run around in the mud and like get like throw some dirt of your own.
Well, because it's a little bit like, okay, like again, we talk edits here, right? Sure. So technically, listen. Let's make something very clear.
Sure.
This is the beach. I'm like, everything's on limits.
This weekend, yeah.
Right? I'm down with most everything unless we've said before there's clear communication that you've set up clear boundaries of we're together, we're not going to pursue anybody. Other than that, it's the beach. You guys have known each other for a week.
Shit happens.
It happens, right? But communication is important.
Yeah.
But I will say, as far as however edits go, what we did see was Kate, you know, say basically Jacob's kind of a stepping stone and then pursue Logan, while her friend Sarah had pursued Logan before and really liked him, which if the edit would have gone different, it would have tried.
True.
They would have maybe tried to make Kate look more like the villain. They focused more on the fact that Logan hadn't talked to Sarah about it. But I was like, but Kate and Sarah are friends. Shouldn't Kate have also spoken with Sarah about it? Like, isn't this a dual situation? Uh-huh. But again, edit wise, you know, and I think both of them should have spoken to Sarah.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
of course, I do not think that Shanae should go on her wild tirades as she does in the face of it. Like,
no, it needs to be like, you know, but that was what a lot of this episode was, where there was a lot of like, you shouldn't probably have done that. And you shouldn't probably have done that. And this is just making it way more messy than it needs to be, which again is, of course, fantastic television.
Right.
But I was thinking the whole time, I was a little bit like, it's interesting to me that the focus was on
Logan
having the conversation with Sarah, which he should have beforehand.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it was like you had opportunity. You could have talked. I understand it was late the night before and then it's the day. Maybe they didn't allow that opportunity for Logan or Kate to talk to Sarah. But we didn't at least see a conversation between Kate and Sarah at all. And I'd be like, oh man, if that was my friend, I would have been like, you know, I liked this guy and you were talking to him and now kind of all of a sudden out of nowhere, I don't know.
And then again, when another guy comes on the beach and asks you on a date and you're like, for sure. Like, it's sort of like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
What's your motives here? It might blow up in her face.
Yeah. But Logan is... he is swept up with Kate. Kate has his number dialed like you would not believe. And I have to say about Kate, Kate has to just be the most intoxicating person to be around.
So.
Because Jacob in moments was just like, I'll give it all for you. And was just had only eyes for Kate.
To that point, by the way, I want to say, you know, I was saying Logan's not really good at ending things with girls. I have to give Jacob credit where credit is due. I thought Jacob ended things pretty gracefully with Jill.
He really did. And Jill was very graceful. Like, I mean, they both handled it very well.
My heart could have gone nuts. But,
so bad
for
Jill. But
I also admired him of ending things with Jill because he was like, look, because, you know, obviously Kate could have she dumped Jacob
right
to the wayside, and he could have been like, yeah, Jill, I mean, I had a thing with Kate, but like, you know, it's whatever. Rose, he didn't. He did the right thing. And he was like, you know what? I don't think that I don't feel it with you. Like, I felt, you know, it showed me that there's something more I want in a relationship that I don't have in ours. I thought that was mature.
I felt like I was also very impressed. I appreciated the fact that Jacob took the initiative to be like, I don't think there's anything in the future here, and I'm not going to take advantage of mm-hmm. our relationship.
Yeah, I thought that showed respect for her.
I think it did as well. And God bless the man. He could just not stop deep breathing and meditating. He was anxious about it. He was like, he's like, the producers have full control over who I have to talk to or where I'm going to be, but they can't control my breathing. So I will do all my deep breathing and all my meditation.
Also, since we just brought it up anyway, Jess, you know I'm not about shaming someone's career financial status, but when Jill was in the exit card, she goes, he sold his couch for cash and I cried over this man. I was dying.
Oh, it was.
He sold his couch for cash and I was crying over this man. Was like, I put that please on a bumper sticker.
Jill with the one-liners always. My favorite thing about Jill too is she'll throw these zingers out sometimes, then go to Twitter and be like, sorry.
I love Jill.
I love Jill. She's so funny. Much. But okay, so what I was gonna say with the Kate situation, Jacob literally was like, I am so into you. So not even realizing then that she's even talking to Logan, comes and sits down in between their conversation after they basically say, we're only here for each other. They kiss. He's like,
hey, babe, how's it going? I know.
Kiss.
I know. No, I know.
With Logan sitting right there after they declare both of their intentions and Logan is just staring into the abyss. And Logan just is like, all right, she just has to talk to Jacob. And then tells Kate, he's only there for her. I don't care what type of response I'm going to get. I'm here for you. This was before I think they'd ever kissed. They hadn't gone on a date. He's putting it all out there. Jacob tells Jill, after meeting Kate, I've realized that it's not as much of chemistry as I thought. This woman has to be the most intoxicating woman on the planet. And also, I remember reading in like her biography, either it was on ABC or somewhere, mm-hmm. that one of her claims to fame is that she has gone on a date with Harry Styles. So we're like, Harry Styles was what probably intoxicating with her. Like the men are just like, oh my God, anything for Kate.
How funny.
So all I'm saying is Kate should teach a class or
apparently.
Something.
Apparently.
She's just, and even with the Logan and Kate dynamic, when you're seeing him kind of being like, I just want you to know that I'm all in and like nothing's going to change. She's like mid eating and she's like, good, good.
Yeah.
She's not even like saying same. She was just like, good, good.
Mm-hmm. Right on track.
Right on track.
Right, we're how good. I thought things were going to be going.
Wow.
That is too funny.
Wow.
Yeah, so I do kind of like I said, with Jacob saying, you know, I'm here for you. I'm here. But why hasn't he gone home then after Jill's gone home? Jacob's time is not.
Because Jacob doesn't want to go home.
No, he wants to do his breathing on the beach.
He's enjoying paradise. He's relaxing. Jacob also is here for a good time. Let's be clear. Nothing has been more obvious that Jacob is here for a good time. So it's like, I don't want to hurt you, Jill.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to drag you along.
Right.
But also, we're not going to leave together. And I have a rose that, or no. Oh, I wonder who has the roses this week.
I have no idea. I was trying to think that too, and I really don't know.
Because the women had them last week, but in the preview, we see Victoria giving a rose. So do the women get the roses again this week? I'm assuming the men think that they're going to be giving the roses away. So that might be quite a shock.
Interesting.
Also, another shocking thing was that we heard at the beginning of Monday's episode that Lace told the men that there are men there. So we did not, in fact...
Oh, I didn't catch that.
We didn't get the whole shock factor, which I thought was the whole purpose, and I was so upset about that. That would have made it so much wilder for the men to hear for the first time that there were men in Vedante with the ladies.
Of course, it would be also interesting to see, like, if the girls on the beach know that there's guys at the Vedanta, and then, like... You know, be like, who's there? You know, am I into, like, oh, like, that would have been an interesting dynamic to be like, oh, you know, Alex is there. Like, yes. Oh, I really wanted to meet him. And then, like, that there'd be a kind of thing. That would be interesting, too. Speaking of which.
I was going to say, with Kate.
Yeah, okay.
And Alex. When Evan and I were watching.
What about Kate and Alex?
Okay, well, when Evan and I were watching it, and I think he might be right about this one. As soon as she went on a date with Logan, Evan immediately said, she's not going to stay with Logan.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to find, this is going to be, because here's the thing. Kate is, there's been a big conversation with age in the past two episodes.
Right.
Kate's in her mid-30s.
Right.
Logan is 26.
Yeah.
Right. And Jacob, and she made a comment too about like Jacob being young. And I think he's the same age as Logan.
Yeah.
Evan right away goes, if Alex comes to that beach, Kate's going to go after Alex.
Interesting.
Alex is also in his mid-30s. And so he's predicting that Kate sets her sights on Alex if he doesn't
get sent
home. And I could imagine that happening as well.
That's a good prediction.
Unless she sticks with Hayden, but I don't think so. I bet she goes to Alex.
She might go with Hayden for a little bit and then make her way to... That's actually a good prediction. That's a really good prediction.
It's a potential. It's a potential option with the Alex factor.
Okay, I'm excited to talk about Alex and Victoria and Johnny and all that stuff. Okay. We'll talk about that after this ad break.
Yes. Okay, broads. If 2022 was the year you turned your side hustle into a full-blown business, first of all, congratulations. And second, are you utilizing Shopify to make your life a whole heck of a lot easier? If you're not, well, what are you waiting for? With Shopify, it's never been simpler to sell anything to anyone from anywhere.
I've used Shopify multiple times before. I use Shopify for Good Alma. We've used Shopify for our merch.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're selling an entire clothing line or a recipe ebook, like literally anything, Shopify makes it really simple to create your online store. They help you discover new customers. They help you continue to grow your business. It's so user friendly. If you're a little confused about how you're supposed to build out an entire shopping platform, just use Shopify. They've thought of everything from an in-person POS system to the all-in-one e-commerce platform. Even if you don't know what those words mean, it doesn't matter. Like, Shopify will help you sell whatever you want to sell on the internet.
Yep. And they even have integrations built into social media platforms like TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, so you can promote your store on your social channels.
And you can look at all the analytics too, of like how many people came from certain social media channels.
It's so user-friendly and so amazing. With Shopify, your dreams of running your own business are a whole lot closer than you might have ever thought. And when you're ready to launch your thing into the spotlight, do it with Shopify, the commerce platform backing millions of businesses down the street and around the globe.
Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/chatty. That's all you have to do. Just go to shopify.com/chatty to start selling online today. Shopify.com/chatty.
So, broads, the ultimate party foul, in my opinion, is showing up to a dinner or a party with a bottle of wine that you're so excited about only to open it and realize that it tastes like battery acid with grape juice.
I've had something that tastes like gasoline. I'm like, this is not what I was going for my relaxing drink.
It's not good. But look, it's happened to the best of us, Becca and myself included, right? Because if you don't really know about wine, you can be left to pick out a bottle based on what the label looks like. Hello, guilty, right? And that's a shot in the dark at best. Don't leave your wine drinking to chance anymore. Leave it up to the experts at First Leaf Wine Club.
Yes, it's a wine club that's all about personalization and customization. Most wine clubs have set wines that you're going to get every month. whether you like them or not, you're going to get them. Not with First Leaf. They're all about finding out what grapes and varieties you like, and then they tailor your shipments specifically to your palate. And each shipment you get, you'll rate the bottles with simple thumbs up or thumbs down. So as you get more and more shipments, they'll get more and more tailored right to your taste.
It's perfect timing with the holidays coming up too, because now I always have at least a few bottles on hand that I know I can bring to a dinner party or give as a hostess gift, or, you know, pop in a moment of celebration, that are guaranteed to taste great. And if for some reason I get a bottle I don't love, it's no worries. Simply let First Leaf know and they'll credit your account for a brand new bottle.
Awesome.
They're amazing. This is also a really great gift idea with the holidays coming up.
Sign up today. You'll get your first six bottles for $39.95 plus free shipping. Go to tryfirstleaf.com/chatty. That's tryfirstleaf.com/chatty to get your first six bottles for $39.95 plus free shipping. tryfirstleaf.com/chatty.
Okay, so Alex.
Yeah, I'm confused. I get what Victoria's saying about Alex, about how like he checks certain boxes, but I'm always very confused seeing their dynamics together. I'm like, not seeing
the spark.
No,
I'm not seeing it either.
Clearly they're both two beautiful
people, but I'm not seeing. No, to her credit, I can tell you, a head scratchy could make me fall in love as well. You scratch my head, I might be in love with you.
Yeah. But then, like, to me, I'm just like, well, here's what I think. Okay.
I'm jumping
a little ahead. But, like, she feels more stuff with Johnny, right? Mm-hmm. I just think she's just more, like, she's into him in a certain way. Mm-hmm. She's attracted to him. They have fun together. They vibe together. Alex makes more sense on paper. I think she knows deep down that neither guy really makes sense for her.
I would agree.
And I kind of think that's where she's between a rock and a hard place right now, because obviously she also wants to stay on the beach and she wants something to work with someone. So sure. I think that that's just kind of, she's really struggling ultimately, as we see throughout the second episode, because neither guy's really right for her.
I think you are spot on, queen.
So
yeah, it's a little bit like, what do you do when there are two good options and one is like, on paper, this guy's great and I think he's super hot. Second, this guy and I have a great connection, but neither of them are probably the right person.
Okay, again,
what's she gonna do?
Again, with first of all, her date with Alex was, to me, I have nothing to comment on from that date.
No, the only thing that I would say is I think that date, we were introduced with Victoria's desires, which are to
have a family
and have kids. I don't think that we had heard her. First of all, we haven't really seen her and Johnny's dynamic
That's really true.
We don't know any of this.
I know. And I'm very interested now, so I would have liked to have seen more.
Right. Especially because he was one of like the few men on the beach who was like, I'm not breaking for anybody.
For sure.
Like, I'm here for Victoria.
Yeah.
So clearly there's something.
I know.
But we're not seeing it at all.
I know.
Because we haven't been shown any footage. But I think this is the first time we're finding out that Victoria's like, I want to have kids ASAP. I'm ready to get married. Like, I am now at a point in my life where like,
this is what I want.
That's what we find. That was what I walked away with from the Alex
state.
But no, I wasn't there. I wasn't feeling any chemistry other than the fact that he's gorge.
Yeah.
Like, sure.
Yeah.
Seems like a nice guy.
He dated someone that I know. And
oh, for real?
Yeah. One thing that has bothered me about Alex in the past is just like, he's the guy that like whenever I was like around him or heard him talking, he was like always sort of talking about like how dumb The Bachelor is and how like above it he was. And he's like, oh, I would like fuck with production and like mess up books and stuff to ruin the continuity of the shots, and always act like he was like cooler than The Bachelor, or like The Bachelor was so dumb. And now I'm like, dude, this is like your fifth time being on a Bachelor show.
Oh, yeah, because he did Australia, too, right? Okay, yeah. See, I know nothing, really.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know much of him, minus like, the Rachel Lindsay season.
Yeah, no, that's just, like, I've spent a little bit of time with him and, like, heard him talking. I'm just like, okay, don't act like you're, like, you know, oh, well, I have, like, a real job. I don't need to go on the show for, like, you know, Instagram or whatever. And, like, then why do you keep going?
What are you doing?
I don't know. That just always bugged me, where I'm like, don't act like you're above something, and then you literally continue to, like, yeah, sure, I'll go. right? At like any opportunity. You've gone
like, yeah, I love the show. Right. I love the show. I'll say it now.
For sure.
If they allowed a married woman on the franchise, I'd go on it 100 times.
It goes back to the same thing I say about Cam. Just like own it. So like if you, yeah, obviously you've been on the show multiple times, so don't pretend like you're better than it.
Mm-mm.
So anyway, that kind of is an eye roll thing. It's not that big. But anyway,
I wonder if there's going to be drama with him. With him next week, because we do hear a clip of him in the preview being like, I get what I want, like Johnny is nothing. Like, I wonder if there's gonna be drama.
The other thing about him that I saw on this like these last couple episodes where that just made me eye roll, where I'm like, he kind of tries to, I don't know, he tries to do this whole thing like when he's saying to the guys, and Gray didn't think he was talking about like sexual, he thought he was just talking about like how their relationship was gonna progress or whatever, but he said to the guys like, oh, I need some act, like I'm gonna need some action or like something. Well, like
I don't
that
think I heard that.
Yeah, they're like chatting when they, before they go back to the beach, and they were talking about Victoria, and he's like, well, I don't know, like, you know, she says that she doesn't want to, you know, do anything, like basically like doesn't want anything to proceed with our relationship until she talks to Johnny. And he's like, you know, but I'm going to need to like get some action. I'm like, stop, you know? And I'm like, and because I don't think that's him. So I'm like, why are you like saying that to like the guys, mm-hmm, you know, like that's not you. Mm-hmm. And then also I think saying that thing like, oh, I get what I want, like Johnny's nothing. I'm like, stop. That's not you.
Right.
Stop
right.
Stop trying to like be this like macho. You're not that.
Yeah. Well, no, like, I felt like
he's a sweet, sensitive guy.
I was going to say, when I was watching it, I really appreciated the fact that when he was like, yeah, I just want to let you know I wanted to kiss you, but right, I was trying to be respectful. And no, he's I feel like he's being very respectful with Victoria and her dynamic with Johnny, at least right now. Next week they might go toe to toe.
And look, he was
because we do hear Aaron say it'll be a different story if he decides to disrespect Johnny.
Oh my God.
Which I don't know what he would do to disrespect.
No, but he was like so sweet and like respectful to my friend in his pursuit of her. And so that's just where I'm like, don't put on this whole like, I get what I want, I'm going to need some action. Like, that's not you.
Right.
You're sweet.
Yeah.
Don't try to put on for the to be your machismo.
We love the sweet guy, please.
Yeah.
Give us
so
that.
I'm just like, you know, whatever. But anyway, so
but no, I'm not seeing chemistry.
Right?
No.
So
like I said, it's two beautiful people interacting, so that's always like a thing. But like you can't, just because two beautiful people are interacting doesn't mean that there's chemistry.
Now then with her and Johnny though, I was like, okay, you know, like, all right, he is 25. I'm like, but it could work, you know, like, you know.
Yeah, she just turned 29, I think.
However, again, not financial shaming here, but when she said, what are your like business or your career aspirations, and he goes, I'm motivated, like I'm a motivated guy, I'm like,
well, it was interesting to me.
That's not an answer.
No. And it was interesting to me because, and I feel for him because I think maybe this might be a little bit of a sensitive spot.
Of course,
because I don't know if you remember when he did his hometown with Gabby and he was talking with his dad.
Uh-huh.
His dad made some comment to him about finances.
Yeah, I'm Googling his job right now.
And then his dad was like, you know, you may not be financially ready, but like, yeah, he said something about how Johnny's not maybe financially ready, but that's okay. Like, you can get it figured out. So it definitely seems to be a little bit of a sensitive spot.
Right.
And so I feel for him that this is then getting brought up, because then in his conversation with Victoria, you know, when she mentions the career,
yeah,
what are your future goals and like where are you at with your career, I don't think it was her intention at all to make him feel like inadequate in that way. These are all very reasonable questions to ask before you get into a serious relationship.
I want a family and like I want like a house and like all that kind of stuff.
And Michael made some comment where he was like, Alex is very wealthy.
Which I'm like, okay, where is that? Did Alex tell you that? Like, where are you getting this info from? You know, like,
they're all Googling each other's net worths beforehand. They're just like, all right.
But I mean, I just Googled right now. Like, Johnny worked as a health insurance agent for just over 2 years. And then he's been with Compass as a real estate agent for like a year.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, granted, I don't know how many leads he got while he was gone for 7 weeks on the show.
No, but also, this is my thing. It's like, it doesn't matter what someone does as a job. I think it's all about, like, you know, if you're wanting to have a conversation about like motivation.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what you do, are you motivated to do it? because I'm looking to, like, you know, get serious and have a family.
Yeah.
Regardless of what it is that you do.
I do think it's fair to be like, what's your plan, though?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, do you have a plan? Are you motivated?
If his answer was legit, just like, well, I'm a really motivated guy. It's like, okay, well, I met a lot of motivated guys. But like, where are you channeling your energy? Like, motivated at the gym?
That was, so when Johnny and Victoria had their conversation, that was a moment where, first of all, I was like, we are seeing a side of Johnny we have never seen.
Yeah.
A nervous Johnny. We have never, through all of Gabby's season, that man was cool as a cucumber.
No, he's really into Victoria.
He really likes Victoria.
I know.
I'm worried.
I know.
I feel worried for him.
He's gonna be a little crushed, a little devastated.
Now, what I found interesting in their conversation was, it was kind of like I felt multiple ways about it. One, I think all of the things that she was saying were very valid questions if you're talking about an engagement.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt like there was the youthful energy shown when he made comments like, well, aren't you supposed to fall in love with the person and then figure out all this stuff? And I was like, well,
okay, that's cute.
It's cute. It's cute. But, like, you know, at a certain point in time, sometimes you're like, listen, I want to know before letting my heart go a certain direction if this is something that, you know, could potentially work.
What's her age? I gotta look it up again.
I think she's 28 or 29.
Let's see. I think you're right, but I just want to see for sure what it is. Yeah, I mean, yeah, she's 29. Look, also, let's be real. This is a very just a real conversation also. Like, she's got a shit ton of followers on Instagram. Like, she's got a whole career. I know people roll their eyes at that. But, like, no, the girl is making money right now on the internet. Mm-hmm. She's probably got a savings. She probably has goals. You know, she might even own a house right now. All that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, I totally get being like, okay, I know people don't like to hear this, but being like, I want someone that's sort of like on the same page with me in terms of like where we're at financially and like, you know, where we're headed.
And also
especially when she wants a family and kids.
That's the thing. She's also like, been in numerous serious relationships.
Yeah. So
there's a level of like, hey, I would like to know these things before I fall in love with somebody.
For sure.
And so that's where then I saw that.
Yeah.
Where there was kind of that youthfulness where it's like, well, no, I get what you're saying, and it's very romantic, but also
she's like, I want to be like a stay-at-home mom and like don't want to have to like post on Instagram.
Sure,
like,
maybe that's what she got
for ads anymore.
But then to Johnny's point, when she did say, I really like you, but Alex is checking off everything that I have on my list, that's when then I'm like, for me, and it's just maybe a personal thing, but the second the list is mentioned in a conversation, if I'm the one who's in Johnny's position, I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that.
No, for sure. Also, it didn't need to get brought up in that conversation, at all with Johnny, right?
It's like, a little bit like, okay, I think having a list to yourself, great. You have the expectations and things that you're like, these are important to me and I want these to be part of my future relationship. But when comparing someone with another person, when he was asking like, well, what's on your list? Like that immediately then the person is going to feel like devalued. Like I'm not meeting your criteria in these specific ways because like what you have this list.
And no, then he was, sure.
And then he was understandably trying to find out what's on the list.
Absolutely.
Cause it's like, wait, what?
Also like, I don't think like her feelings about Alex really had to, I don't think that needed to be explained in the conversation, right? About like why she feels, I mean, I understand
it. But then what else was she going to say?
I think it would just be like, I don't know. I guess she could have just stuck like, I don't know. It just didn't. Yeah, I guess it would have just been like, I want to explore like my connection. Like, I'm just, I'm not 100% sure. Like, whoever I leave with on the beach, I want it to be serious. And I want to know that, like, I don't know. I didn't think it was the proper time to bring in like the like career stuff and all that into the conversation.
See, but I felt like I feel like she's not super into Alex though. So I think that's why there was kind of the push of like, she wasn't like, oh, I have this romantic connection.
Oh, well, I know.
Because she's focused on the fact that it's like, well, this guy is everything that I should be into.
I know.
But maybe I like Johnny a little more.
Yeah.
If I think she could have, I think she could have said like, hey, I'm going to be honest with you. I do have some concerns about the fact that you came in not wanting to get engaged and I want to have kids and get married tomorrow, basically.
Yeah.
And I met someone who's on the same page. And so now I'm kind of questioning that. I don't think there then the list thing has to get brought up because then you're in somebody's head and now he's feeling insecure.
Right.
And it's like, what? Now I'm being compared via a list to this guy.
Right.
And then that's just, that hurts.
Yeah.
And I know it wasn't her intention, but it was like, oh man, I felt for Johnny in that way because that sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. And also like, yeah, I understood him getting fixated on it for sure.
I felt like you could feel his pain about the list when Johnny's pain about the list when he's talking to Logan.
Oh, yeah.
And he said that he's like, and I do believe this with Johnny because Johnny kept saying, I understand what this place is. And he kept bringing it up in ITMs about other people and himself where it's like, I get this place is where you explore connections. Mm-hmm. And he then said to Victoria, I'm okay. Like, it's not, if you would have gone on a date, that I'm fine with that. What now I'm having a problem with is like, why are you pulling out a list? Either you like me or you don't. Either you like me more or you like him more.
Yeah.
That's where then I felt that where I'm like, oh man, yeah, that would be really difficult for myself. Like I'd feel really bummed about that as well.
Yeah. I also got his impulse to just get up and walk away and be like, I'm not anybody's second choice. Like either is me or it isn't.
Yeah.
But she knew that that was all bluff because she walked right up there and was like, well, let's talk again. Yeah.
And then he was just like, well, I don't know. I don't know how I feel. And then later that evening when they were all standing by the bar, he was like, oh, yeah, you know, he's having a hard time. But they were still having their flirtatious moments. But then where I was like, oh, no, 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 was when the men came down and Victoria yelled, Alex! While the men were coming down with Johnny standing right there.
Yeah.
That's where my stomach dropped. And I'm like, oh, or dude, when he, no.
Or when she's standing right there with Johnny and Alex is like, can I pull you? She's like, yeah, okay. And yeah, and Johnny's just like, yeah, all right.
It was a lot. But
granted, how long was Johnny and Victoria's thing even established?
I have no idea. That's the whole thing about it, right? But then I will say Alex and Victoria, they pulled aside and they had their daybed moment and they had a good conversation, but she did not kiss him. She did not like kiss him in front of Johnny.
Yeah.
She kind of let him know where she was at. She did bring up the whole Johnny piece of how Johnny was like, he doesn't want to get engaged here.
Yeah.
While we're simultaneously hearing Johnny talk to some of the other people being like, I would get engaged to her. Like, she's like, I'm fully in.
Yeah.
But she didn't kiss Alex that evening. It didn't become a whole thing.
Yeah.
But it looks in the previews like it might be getting a little spicy.
Yikes. We'll see how that goes down. Okay, who else do we talk about? We got to talk about Genevieve and Aaron briefly. Yes. Who else do we still have to cover? Andrew and Brittany.
Andrew and Brittany.
Their breakup.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of it?
Yeah, because Rodney and Eliza, they're at this moment, for now, they're very much into each other and they're coasting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you want to talk about Andrew?
Yeah, Andrew and Brittany. It was hilarious when Brittany goes to talk to Andrew. Obviously, she's vibing super hard with Tyler. She looked like the most beautiful. She was having like the most beautiful Elvira moment ever in her black lace. Serving.
When she walked down in that outfit, I was like, oh my god, this is Andrew was so kind of like hot. That like, that was like the sexiest outfit we've seen on the beach to date.
She was serving.
So good.
Brittany, so underrated. But anyway.
She's so wonderful.
But, oh my god, it just cracked me up when Andrew was like, it's just the things he says in certain moments where he's like, yeah, we were partying every night. It was so, I'm like,
oh, I was like, smack my head, Andrew, when he's like, yeah, the new women, they really brought in a good energy that we needed.
We just partied every night.
It was like, rude.
Why are you saying that?
Why? That to me, again, the youth.
Yeah,
moment,
that's what I'm saying.
Where it was like that. You're feeling insecure. So instead of just being like, oh, yeah, no, it was good. We had a nice time. It was a little bit like, yeah, we raged.
She's like,
we're
cool. Fine. So anyway, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't think they had anything crazy established. Neither of them really knew where they were at. And she is kind of like, I'm going to pursue things with Tyler.
Yes. And, you know, Andrew, gracious as always. Yeah. He always, I feel like, handles these ending moments very well. But I'm interested with Brittany and Tyler.
I was just going to say, I'm not sure about them. I don't really know what to think.
I don't quite know either, because she is beaming.
Right.
She is like giddy in a way that we have not seen her yet, where she is very in dim. She even mentioned how her friends are seeing her and they're like, you are glowing right now. And she's like, well, I really like him. I feel like the conversation, we haven't really seen any like in-depth conversations with them yet.
Chemistry.
So, you know what I would imagine with them? It's a little late in the game. My guess is maybe they leave dating.
It's going to fizzle out.
Yeah. So. But I bet that they leave dating each other.
I don't think they're still together.
Yeah, I don't think so either. No.
I think it's just a fling. Mm-hmm. Nothing other than that.
Two lovely people.
Sure.
Two lovely people found each other on the beach. Very curious to find out maybe we'll find out what's going on with Andrew and Jesenia, since we haven't gotten any hints as to any updates on that.
Who knows with that? Okay, then Genevieve and Aaron. Okay. Now, they're just so into each other. You know, she's like crying with relief when he's like, no, babe, it was only you. And it was really pretty cute.
I love them together. And I'm devoed to see what's to come, because I love them. Whatever energy they're producing together, I am loving it.
It looks like it's not like she's actually hung up on Justin, but it looks like she's still a little hung up on like caring what Justin's doing.
Okay, so you think it has to do with Justin?
I do.
Okay.
I just think I think it's going to be something silly. Like, I think Justin's going to go after whoever.
Looks like Eliza.
I don't know. I just think that she's going to be like, I just think that she's going to be annoyed about the way that Justin does something and is like talking about it to Aaron. Uh-huh. And he's just kind of like, why are you still talking about Justin? Like, and I think that she's going to like snap at him and be like, you know, snap at him because he's like, why are you talking so much about Justin? And I think she's like, yeah. And then he's going to be like, yeah, I think that that's going to be how things kind of boil. Neither of us, by the way, yet have figured out why they snap.
Well, no,
it's so funny because
we're always like, it's going to be this. But I'm still going to stand with my last prediction.
She's going to think that he...
Which has to do with maybe flirting with someone.
Okay.
Just because
he's flirting with something and she's questioning it?
Yes. Okay. No, yeah, he's flirting with someone and she's a little bit like, what's going on? Just because it looked like in the preview, first of all, he was like, you're gaslighting me or whatever. And we see Eliza chasing her and being like, Genevieve, no, wait. And Justin and Eliza were talking. So maybe there's a moment with Aaron and Justin and Eliza, and maybe he says something that like, maybe he's not flirty, but like, well, you know how Genevieve is in front of Justin and Eliza, and that upsets her and is like, why didn't you have my back with Justin and Eliza when you're talking to them? Maybe that's why Eliza's chasing her. And that's something along those lines. That's the only thing that I can... But what you said makes sense, too. I could totally see that happening.
You're right, though. That piece of Eliza saying, like, wait, Genevieve.
And it might just be her being a friend and being like, no, wait. But the Eliza's expression, she looked distraught. Where I'm like, what happens?
Well, maybe she and Eliza were friends. I don't know if they're friends or not, or if they have been friends. And maybe Genevieve was like, Justin's not a trustworthy guy.
Oh, no. Yeah, maybe.
I could see that happening. Okay. Justin's not a trustworthy guy. You should not get with him. And then Eliza becomes a thing with Justin. And she's just like, wow, like you're not going to listen to me? Like, blah, blah, blah. And maybe she kind of freaks out about that.
That might be because there's something there. There has to be something there. I know that they can do the sleight of hand on us with these previews, but I have a feeling. I have a feeling. I'm devastated, though, because I was really, really hoping for a Aaron. And you never know. Maybe it'll still happen. Doesn't look like it, though. I was really hoping for an Aaron-Genevieve engagement. Like, I was...
It might still happen.
It might still happen, but I was really wanting, like, a follow-up of the Aaron, Genevieve, James story, because of course James will be part of their story. And I wanted to see in the live, because when James is going to be there, it's going to be like, oh, well, you know, James, he's always spending the night. And like, you know, now we're trying to be, that's what I wanted. Right. I really wanted, I wanted them out partying, the three of them every night together, raging at clubs in San Diego. And I'm feeling a little bit devastated.
I think they're together.
Okay.
I think they're together now.
Okay. I would love.
I think they find their way. So I think happy. Their paths will recross. Okay, wait. Okay, I'm on Genevieve's page, and she did repost. Okay, let's see. I love that she's like linking all of her. She's doing like linking like all of her outfits and suits on Paradise. But she did repost someone's. I'm really reading into it here, but someone posted a screenshot of them with the quote, "I was just in the pool playing sharks and minnows," with like a emoji. And she like reposted that on her story.
Okay.
With Genevieve's personality, I just feel like she would not repost something with a clip of them two cuddling.
If her and Aaron don't, if there's drama between them. If there's a rift. Maybe they're not together, but maybe they're not, they don't dislike each other.
I can't see that happening.
No.
I don't see them not being together and being cool with each other.
You know what? Lines up.
With their personality.
Lines up.
So I'm reading into this.
Lines up.
And I see her reposting an image of them cuddling that someone else posted on their story. I'm saying they're together.
That makes Aaron look sweet. Because yes, he was just playing sharks and minnows the whole time. Which was so cute.
It was cute.
Okay. This is a perfect example of what you were talking about you just got to have fun regardless.
Yeah.
I felt like Aaron, he was the one who brought the party. Yeah. He had those boys in that pool every day trying to see who had the longest wingspan, initiating all the sharks and minnows game. Let's be real. Aaron brings the party. Uh-huh. Aaron brings the heat. And because of Aaron, they all had fun on the beach regardless, right? Yep. Aaron brings it. You need the Aaron to your party. The man knows how to rage. If they would have allowed Aaron to come over to the women's side to start some parties, might have been a better time.
You know who we didn't see was that hot guy, Jesus guy, Mikey. On the beach. Don't know if you remember him.
Oh, I'm surprised Mikey didn't come.
And apparently, I just went on Andrew's page to see what he's been posting. And of course, you know, Andrew's out with Justin, Greg, and Mikey.
Yes, chilling. Mikey's part of their crew. Mm-hmm. Mikey's part of the crew. Mm-hmm. And I think Michael is part of the crew sometimes as well.
I know Michael is part of the crew. I'm like, stop. Don't. And now Mikey, too, they got him. Jesus Christ.
I think he's always been part of the crew.
Well, I was probably like, who's that guy?
But you love Justin now.
I do love Justin. Even though, yeah, I'll still clown on Justin, but I do like Justin. We'll see how things play out in the next couple weeks. But I feel like, to me, he's proved himself as a respectful, even-keeled, nice guy.
I love Justin.
He hasn't done wrong for me.
I am very
yet.
Happy that they brought him back on the beach.
But you know, you are the company you keep, Justin. I'm just going to remind you. One bad apple spoils the bunch is all I'm going to say, gentlemen. Continue. What are you saying?
Oh, my God. I was saying that they let Dr. Kira back, so it's nice. And then, you know, they let Justin back as well. They gave Michael the miracle rose. So.
Justin, please find love on the beach. I want to see it.
Yes, I don't want you to be with Eliza, though, because I love Eliza and Rodney together. They're wonderful together. And then we see a clip of Rodney and Justin having a heart-to-heart.
You can't stop love.
I know, but we see Rodney talking to Justin being like, this is my person, da 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 da. And like, they're having a heart to heart. And it looks like it's just this moment of Rodney being so vulnerable with Justin of like, I really like her. Like, not an argument, like just a vulnerable, beautiful moment. Oh, it's stressful to watch.
Eliza and Justin are in love. You can't stop it.
Oh, you know who else I could see?
Who?
I know Evan had said Kate and Alex. I could see Kate
and Justin. I could see Justin.
I could see Kate going after Justin.
I don't want that for Justin. That wouldn't end well for him.
No, I don't either, but I could see it happening.
To be honest, I felt like Logan and Kate were a good match for each other.
I felt like Logan and Shanae were a good match. I feel like Logan, Shanae, and Kate are a good match.
That may be so.
They could have a great relationship. Yeah, yeah.
I have to say, maybe this is mean, but I so clearly saw Logan and Kate like in a marriage where, like, you know, 8 or 9 years from now, she's like snapping at him and is like, don't touch me. Like, stop. And she's like PTA queen, you know, and he's just always the guy who's kind of sloughing behind her with that like dead look in his eyes, which he has very often in his eyes. But he's just kind of like trailing behind her. And she's like, you, oh, my God. She's like, you forgot Taryn's lunch? I packed it. Are you? Okay, just.
And he's always flirting with the other PTA yes. moms. No, he's like quiet in the background. He's always just like, hey, it's nice.
No,
to see you, Regina.
No, and what happens is, they're the kind of marriage where ultimately he does cheat on her, but it's one of those situations, you know, where you're sort of, where he's sort of like, you pushed me to it. But then as an outsider, you're like, wait, but you didn't have to cheat on her.
Yeah, why'd you do that?
You should have just split up with her.
You shouldn't have been in the marriage.
And he's like, exactly. That's exactly how I see Kate and Logan.
Yikes.
That's what I mean when I say they're perfect together.
I mean,
I see that one really play now.
I'll just tell you this much. If they leave the beach together, then you can call me dead wrong, because I would be baffled if they left the beach together.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
This just can't happen.
I saw it.
I see Shanae and Logan leaving together before I see Kate and Logan leaving together. I could see Kate burning Logan and then Logan coming back into the arms of Shanae and then them leaving together.
Oh, God. He just always has like such this like sad sack look in his eyes where he's just like, ugh.
I'm just like, bro, like, I just, the whole thing, the ending with the Sarah portion, the way that, oh, I didn't talk about this. Oh, my God. Okay, I want to address this quickly. The Logan-Shanae breakup, okay? Again, not justifying the names that sure. Shanae was using, okay? But initially, when the two of them sat down together, she told him how she felt and how she was thinking about him the whole time, and she went on dates, but she wants to come back to him ultimately. He then tells her, well, here's the deal. I've been thinking about you, went on a date with Sarah, but then I was realizing it wasn't, you know, for me. And then I met someone, and that was a connection that, like, I couldn't deny because I felt seen and heard. Watching Shanae that whole time, she was keeping it together. She was hearing him, and granted, she wasn't happy, but she was like nodding, but not happy. Logan started doing this thing where then he started to go, you know, the thing about it is I started to realize like what you were doing right in front of my face with James and the way that you treated me and how I didn't feel seen.
You
made me feel this way and it kind of pushed me to this. And that's
exactly what he would have done with Kate in their marriage when he cheats on her.
There you go. Right? Because I'm like, okay, here's the deal, Logan. There's nothing wrong with you finding someone else that works, that you have a better connection with. Same thing that if Tyler and Shanae would have worked out, it is what it is. Or if James and Shanae would have worked out. It's all about how you communicate it and what promises you make and if you cross those boundaries that you made, blah, blah, blah. But here's the deal, Logan. Shanae's coming to you saying, I don't want to be with anybody but you. You have now made the decision that you are going to be with Kate. That's where the conversation can end. I found Kate. She makes me feel seen and heard. I think it's a better match for me. You know, I'm sorry if this hurts you, but I'm gonna be with Kate. That's where it needs to end. There, without being provoked, it would be different. Like, let's just say Shanae was giving him a hard time. If he wanted to be with Shanae after exploring something and they were trying to see if it might work.
Yeah.
And then she was like, how dare you be with another girl? And then he'd be like, excuse me, you were with James and you made me feel this way.
Right.
But that's not what's happening.
Right.
He's saying, I'm done with you, Shanae. I'm going to be with Kate instead. And unprovoked, the way that he started to do the whole, you did this to me and da 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 da. And then she's like, well, why didn't you tell me this before? Yeah. And he's like, well, I did. And maybe he did, but we sure did not see that.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I just felt like everybody on the beach is like, Logan's an amazing guy and we don't want him to be with Shanae.
Everyone keeps saying that.
And granted, again, we've seen what we've seen with Shanae, sure. So understandable. Yeah, but we've also now at this point, it's like with Logan, I'm like, nah.
I've seen a lot of Logan. I'm like, I don't know if he's this like super 100% like
I think he's
stand
very,
up guy.
I think he's probably a fun hang and passive.
Sure.
So everybody's kind of like, we like him. But in these moments, I'm a little bit like, I'll be honest with you. I don't like the fact that you brought that up. It's not necessary.
No, I know. I feel kind of iffy about him.
And she was chilling. She wasn't happy, but she wasn't snapping. And then when he kind of was doing this and going, but you're this way and you drew like, yeah, da,
which
da, da, da.
I
then
honestly,
she got up and was like, screw you.
Which
da, 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 da,
I'm
da.
Also sure that had something to do with Kate.
Oh, sure.
Probably like, I'm sure they've also talked about it. And, you know, I'm sure Kate is like, look, Logan.
Oh, there's no way they're not talking about Shanae. There's no way that the whole, well, I'll say this. I felt like the whole beach when he started kissing Kate was cheering with Shanae sitting right there. I felt like,
which also I'm like, what about, like, I guess were some of the girls not there who were friends with Shanae? Cause I was sort of like,
I don't think anyone was friends with Shanae
that was up there cheering.
Yeah. Oh no. They were like all scattered.
Okay.
Those other women.
Okay.
You know, they
okay,
came
okay,
at different
okay.
times. Cause they kinda
I'm like,
scattered
they
their arrival.
Yeah. I was like, they wouldn't
no,
do
they
that.
Wouldn't do that. But I'm saying the new crew's
yeah.
there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then all the guys are there and they're cheering. So you know that there's a lot of conversation about Shanae going on, which again, understandable.
I know.
Wasn't cool. Wasn't, did was not good on the season.
Mm, yeah.
But, I don't know.
So the guys have no reason to really like cheer either.
Yeah, but I'm saying I think they were all a little bit like they don't want Logan with her because they're all like buddies with Logan now. So they're going to support whatever he does.
Yeah,
to
and
not
also
be
they
with
saw
her
like kind of toying around with James and like, so
sure.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get all of that. Well, I can't wait to see what happens next
I
week.
Know. I cannot wait. Well, that was a little all over the place. I can't lie to you. But you know what? We think we covered
we hit,
most
but
everything.
We hit it all. We hit it all.
But you know, we did it. Broads. Tune in Friday for the bros and Tuesday for an episode with Jessica Lignato.
We're yeah, going to get on a call with her in like 15 minutes and
I'm
shaking
so
with
excited.
Always a pleasure.
And tune in next week and these upcoming weeks because we definitely are going to be giving you some updates, heads up and what on our exact schedule and what's going down. And yeah, we love you, broads.
Chat soon.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.